This is Dr. Schumacher dictating the progress of William O'Brien. O-B-O apostrophe B-R-I-E-N is the last name. That's O'Brien. First name William. W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Place was Winter Village in Frankenmuth. Date was September 19, 2022. That's September 19, 2022. In paragraph, Mr. O'Brien was seen regarding diabetes mellitus type 2, and also he's been more fatigued and feeling wiped out in the morning period. In paragraph history, he was in the hospital a couple of times because he was extremely fatigued, especially in the morning after taking his medications, and was tired and wiped out and couldn't get going, period. No detection, no new lesions were seen, and no new complaints, and no new major changes, period. On evaluation of the hospital, no specific illness was found, period. He leans to the left and he had a stroke in his left side weakness, period. He has diabetes and life, but sugars have been good and range between 80 and 110. And his last hemoglobin A1C in July was 5.3, period. Sometimes there's polyuria or polydipsia, period. He has a history of atrial fibrillation, but his heart rate's controlled, period. He is on anticoagulation, period. He denies any major cardiac arrest or symptoms now, period. He gets short of breath from time to time, but was not short of breath now, and there's no chest pain. The view of this is negative for GI complaints, such as abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and bleeding, period. He does have occasional episodes of incontinence, but there's no dysuria. Unless a skeletal inquiry, he has knee pain, period. Neurologically, he has left hemiplegia, period. In paragraph, passes his father for diabetes and life type 2, essential hypertension, neuropathy, prevent prosthetic hyperplasia, chronic illness of heart failure, chronic atrial fibrillation, chronic kidney disease stage 3, asthma, osteoarthritis, stroke, COPD, atrial fib. Family history, father died at 80 of lung cancer and had hypertension. Mother died at 74 of bowel obstruction. In paragraph examination, he's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. He is weak, he mobilizes by a power chair, temperature 97.9, pulse 73, O2 saturation 91%, blood pressure is 100 over 75 on the right side and 98 over 60 on the left. Head and neck, oral mucosa normal, extracting is intact, pupil deep and reactive, eyelids and coming inside are normal. Use normal inspection, hearing was pretty good, neck had no mass or nose. Lungs, clear of percussion and obstipation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2. No S3, no S4, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS. Cranial nerves gross. Cranial nerve exam reveals the tongue leans to the left, weakness in left shoulder shrugging, and a very trace facial droop on the left, period. Sensation is grossly intact, period. He has left hemiplegia, period. A foot exam was done and it showed weakness in left foot due to the hemiplegia, period. Sensation is intact, though, and there are no major lesions, period. Seeing as though that's unremarkable. In paragraph assessment of plan, 1, fatigue in the morning and difficulty getting going and weakness, period. He doesn't seem to have much pain, and recently increased his gabapentin, period. They will now change the gabapentin to 600 milligrams at bedtime and 100 in the morning, period. This is a reduction in dose, period. They wish to reduce Prozac to 20 milligrams daily, and the catapress to 0.1 milligram BID as the blood pressure tends on the low side, period. I'm hoping that will help him feel a bit better and invigorate him in the morning, period. 2, he has diabetes mellitus, which is controlled, and I will continue the Rimapride 1 milligram daily for fluctuose 18 milligrams, 1.2, or 18 milligrams for 3 ml, 1.2 milligrams daily, period. Four, he has hypertension. I will tell you the quantity past 0.2 milligrams weekly, and spironolactone 25 milligrams daily, and hydralazine 100 milligrams BID, and Norvasc 5 milligrams daily, but just reduce the oral catechol at 1 milligram BID, period. He's in Zocco for hyperlipidemia, period. His atrial fibrillation and heart rate is controlled with Coride 25 milligrams twice a day, plus Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day, period. Otherwise, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating and a dictation.